Canmore, the Our Lady of Snows Catholic Academy junior girls volleyball team is undefeated this season and has doubled up on a pair of shiny gold medals. The 16-0 streak is one of the school's best and the team is looking to chase down a banner in the upcoming Zones tournament, which hasn't been won in about 15 years. "This has been quite the start for us," said head coach Chad Hollett. "I think this will be a year we have a shot of bringing it home. I don't think there's been a volleyball banner at OLS in maybe 15 years, if longer, so it'd be amazing for us to win a banner." The girls took home their first gold medal during a tournament in Diamond Valley in September, finishing 8-0. Back on the home courts, the Avalanche girls added the second gold medal to their collection after going 6-0 in late September. "I feel like it took a lot of work and effort from not only myself but other players of the team," said Avalanche right side hitter Isla Walker. "The team runs a full offense with an aggressive approach to the game, which factors in being one of the strongest teams on the court." Walker added the team's bond and strong game sense while intense rallies is also a key ingredient. "I feel like when we're trying to score points, we're not only aggressive with how we play, but we're also super knowledgeable about where the ball should be placed around the court," said Walker. Outside of the regular season games and tournaments, the team and other volleyball players around the Bow Valley are training with the Rocky Mountain Crushers, which has been a driving factor for success in volleyball around the valley. "Because of all the play they're getting with the club team in the off-season, we're creating strong school teams in every school," said Hollett. "It's exciting to see because we have a lot of talent around the valley right now in volleyball." Hollett gave an example of the recent gold win by the Canmore Wolverines senior girls during a home tournament. He also expressed the upcoming Grade 8 OLS and Grade 9 Banff players showing strengths within the club. "We have another really strong group of Grade 9 girls in Banff coming up next year that I'm sure will win multiple tournaments," he said. "We're seeing the benefits of it all over the valley, not just at OLS."